If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
2025, as you heard it, on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It was a Thursday during the week of freshman orientation at Villanova University when a campus-wide alert went out notifying everyone of an active shooter on campus. Chaos ensued as students and their families scrambled to safety and authorities from across the region and country descended on the university. It was all to find out the threat was a hoax, one of a growing number of fake threats made against universities across the country in 2025 that brought massive law enforcement responses. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there as it all unfolded.
Laird O'Brien transferred to Villanova in the fall from Maine and sat at a ceremony in the middle of campus when the active shooter alert went out.
At first, it was scary because originally I was sitting with all my parents, or my mom, my dad, and my brother, and we lost my dad because I think he fell or tripped over someone.
His dad was sheltered in a basement area on campus, while Laird, his mom Jamie, and brother were led into a dorm by a student. There they waited until a message from Villanova President Reverend Peter Donahue went out campus-wide, letting everyone know the active shooter threat was a hoax. Laird's mom Jamie O'Brien was relieved, but it was hard not to feel unsettled.
I mean, it doesn't matter, you still feel absolutely terrified. I don't even want to say this is the world today, but yeah, we're at the process for a few minutes.
That same relief was expressed by many members of law enforcement that arrived on Villanova's campus.
There was a call that came in around 4:30 this afternoon to law enforcement, to 911 center, saying that there was an active shooter in the building, in the law school building, and that there was a victim, at least one victim, who was wounded. That has turned out not to be true.
Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stolzheimer commended the fast response of law enforcement to Villanova's campus and vowed to find whoever was behind the fake threat.
If this was indeed a cruel hoax, this is a crime. And we will track you down if it's the last thing we do.
No one has been arrested yet in connection with making the fake threat phone call, but an online group has publicly taken responsibility for swatting Villanova and a host of other colleges across the country. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.